They're wherever you're willing to draw a line and say, you cannot come across this line or I'll kill you. That's where your rights are. And if you don't understand that, folks, then it's beyond my capability to explain it to you. They will get away with whatever you let them get away with. And until you draw the line and you're willing to die for what you believe in, they will keep taking and taking and taking and taking until there is no more to take. Oh, no. You're a quitter.
That's not Nathan's bird dog. That's why I was asking. That's Pete's Wirecast. That's okay. That's all right. Sound is an animal.
It is.
It's an animal. Welcome, everybody. I was having a bad hair day, and I took my headphones off. Besides, yeah, I tried headphones.
Uh-huh.
11 years I've been doing this, and very rarely do I wear headphones.
Yeah.
I only wear headphones when I break my earbuds, right? So I'm back to earbuds, and I'm back to my good microphone. Here it is. Boom.
Boom. Hey, yeah.
It sounds really good.
It does.
Yeah, I like it.
Huh? Yeah. Actually, somebody a long time ago sent me this microphone. I said, man, I wish I could have a Neumann like
Howard Stern has.
Yeah.
And they shipped it to me.
$1,500
Neumann.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It was very nice. I think it was like one of the first things that you received. Mm-hmm. Right.
Incoming.
Very nice.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Decline. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the 6 p.m. edition of the Pete Santilli Show. On the Blessed News Network, I've been putting it out that Wayne Allen Root, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, otherwise named Wall.
Be nice. Why you gotta be so mean?
I'm nicer to him on the Blessed News Network.
Yeah.
But the dude's put down fake news. He's like, I'm the hardest working man. And he's very, very self-centered, I notice.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
And Trump makes everybody feel like he's best friends with them.
He does. But and that's a good thing, right?
That is a great thing.
Yeah.
But Wayne Allen Root's not his best friend.
Okay.
I am. I'm Trump, President Trump's best friend.
Yeah. You're his best friend.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
No, so welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
To the hardest working man.
No.
On Rumble.
No, that's not the purpose of saying that.
Oh, that's
what I will say. What the reason why I bring that up is because it's not Wayne Allen Root. Not that it is me. It's not him.
Well, I mean, you know, you're on, we'll give you kudos because.
Nine hours today.
Yeah. I mean, you're on Rumble a lot during the day, doing live content.
You know, Santilli and Elliot's going to be a great show. Santilli and Elliot.
Right. It was great this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Wasn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Epic. So this morning, let me just mention this to everybody. If you didn't catch it this morning, Santilli and Elliot, that's the last, third hour of the morning show with Dr. Kirk Elliott of the Pete Santilli Show.
Yeah.
We're now forming our own little niche. Why?
Your little financial thing.
Yeah. It's a financial thing. Why? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, right out of the gates, Dr. Kirk said that he has been looking at things, and ChatGPT is suggesting that there's a 75% chance that the big tech companies are going to go bankrupt.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember him saying something about that.
Something about that. That is an understatement.
I was...
If ChatGPT is even close, 75% chance...
Mm-hmm.
That means the other 25% is if they you know, change direction from the trajectory that they're on right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 25%, which I don't think that they will. I mean, they're going to try
to
do it. But if the big tech companies go bankrupt, if one of them goes bankrupt, that is an extraction of wealth from our economy, because the economy is mainly propped up by big tech.
Mm-hmm.
So,
remember when we first started this whole thing, and you would ask me questions about the economy? I would be like, please don't embarrass me like this. Because I mean, I had no clue about, you know, the economic side of all of this. Yeah, for me, well, I mean, I think I was like most people. We get so inundated by the social aspect of politics, you know. And remember our Uber driver the other day, what he said, what the Uber driver said? For him, it was about the social aspects and not the not the economy, when we were talking about Trump versus Biden, right? And we were like, oh my goodness, how can you say that, right? How can you, and you know, the economy is the number one thing for me now, how it affects our way of life and our, you know, the way we are used to living, right? So it is the economy for me. Unfortunately, the news media, they're pushing this whole social agenda, so people stop looking at the economy like I did. And then I started listening to Ron Paul, and you came into my life, and you know, you started talking about GDP and all of this stuff, and I was just like, oh my gosh, what is this guy talking about? And I think it's that way for most people, don't you?
As far as GDP?
No, as far as the economy side, the economic side of politics, of how this country is run.
Remember that song I used to sing for you? Huh? Remember this one? You down with GDP? You down with GDP? Yeah, you know me. I'm Peter T. Right? You guys down with GDP? You know what? Let's quit our day job. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to Matt's Gates of Speech, and I'm going to lay down the pizza until he isn't. Can't wait to hear what vocal MTG says. Right? Come on, sing it. Come on, you ready? Right? You're gonna sing it? You down with what? You down with GDP? You never heard the song?
No.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Naughty by Nature?
Never heard it.
Yeah, you know me. It's GDP. Right?
Anyway, there you go.
I had to do that. Now let's get serious. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm going to lay the law down on Pete Santilli. The law is as follows. By the power vested in me, I hereby declare that what Matt Gaetz said on the floor and entered my ears, spun around, exploded, and basically launched my enthusiasms. Yeah, Matt Gaetz is on Team America. That's it. There is no question except for when he says stupid things like J6ers are getting their concept. What is that? What was that? Did you fart? Well, did you like squeeze one off or what?
Not me. He's what not talking it? To me, y'all.
I'm very proud of you, young man. You know, at least you're not, you know.
He sneezed.
Seriously. I mean, if he's sitting over there, because he went over, you guys can't hear him. You can only hear him on the back line. He sneezed with, right? You can hear that, right? At least he's not, right? You know what that means.
Good grief.
It means he Larry Sinclair all over himself. Huh? Yeah, that's right. All right, Matt Gaetz is forever in my record books, except for saying stupid things about the J6ers having their constitutional
and telling
rights.
Laura Loomer she's crazy.
Laura Loomer?
You know, before you guys hear this, I want you to listen to this. And Laura Loomer was saying these exact things just a few months ago, and Matt Gaetz replied to one of her posts and called her crazy. Okay?
That's hilarious.
And we won't bring that up, but it is the
Isn't
truth.
That funny?
He was calling her, you know, he was saying, you're never going to be in Congress or something like that, or you're never going to be in D.C. You're crazy, you know, and look at him today. I was like, wow, the nerve of this guy. But what he had to say was super important and it was powerful. And now let's see if he actually sticks to it, because I just listened to him with Steve Bannon before I came down here. I got the replay of his interview with Steve Bannon, and he was already backing off of a little bit of it.
Ooh,
right?
Matt Gaetz?
Yeah, Matt Gaetz says the last thing he wants to do is, you know, is to start a removal of Kevin McCarthy, but he said that he would.
All right,
if it came to it.
Let's listen to what he has to say. Now, hold on one second. Let's get Mr. Button Pusher all set up, ready to go to it the right way. You ready? We're going to open up. Here we go. Number 8. There we go. And send it with no audio set. Send Nathan. Ready, set, go.
On this very floor in January, the whole world witnessed a historic contest for House Speaker. I rise today to serve notice. Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role. The path forward for the House of Representatives is to either bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you pursuant to a motion to vacate the chair. We have had no vote on term limits or on balanced budgets as the agreement demanded and required. There's been no full release of the January 6 tapes, as you promised. There has been insufficient accountability for the Biden crime family. And instead of cutting spending to raise the debt limit, you relied on budgetary gimmicks and rescissions so that you ultimately ended up serving as the valet to underwrite Biden's debt and advance his spending agenda. Mr. Speaker, you boasted in January that we would use the power of the subpoena and the power of the purse. But here we are, 8 months later, and we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden. That's how you know that the rushed and, you know, somewhat rattled performance you just saw from the speaker isn't real. At this point, during Democrat control over the House of Representatives, they had already brought in Don Jr. 3 times. And we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden. Power of the subpoena and power of the purse. Only thing the 118th Congress is known for at this point is electing Kevin McCarthy speaker and underwriting Biden's debt. And unfortunately, there's only one of those things we can remediate at this time. Power of the purse. Our leadership right now is asking us to vote for a continuing resolution. A vote for a continuing resolution is a vote to continue the Green New Deal, a vote to continue inflationary spending, and in the most troubling of fashions, a vote for a continuing resolution is a vote to continue the election interference of Jack Smith. Mr. Speaker, we told you how to use the power of the purse, individual, single subject spending bills that would allow us to have specific review, programmatic analysis, and it would allow us to zero out the salaries of the bureaucrats who have broken bad. targeted President Trump, or cut sweetheart deals for Hunter Biden. September 30th is rapidly approaching, and you have not put us in a position to succeed. There is no way to pass all the individual appropriations bills now, and it's not like we didn't know when September 30th was going to show up on the calendar. I must be better, you must be better, and this House must be better, for it is the last best hope for tens of millions of Republicans. We demand real oversight against this weaponized government. Just look at the bribery. If tens of millions of dollars flowing from foreign corrupt people into the bank accounts of the Biden family wasn't enough for actual impeachment.
Right? We didn't have any.
I think there was more of it, but
there was. Yeah, there was. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you're frozen on Bird Dog, I'm going to actually put Sean live on the air coughing and farting. Just
and sneezing.
Huh?
We'll and call sneezing.
It a, we'll call it a super filler. Right? What do you think?
Oh, boy.
I have it. Want to see it?
What do you have?
I have the speech.
The rest of it?
Here it is. Huh?
The rest of it?
Yeah. If you're frozen up, let's go to me.
I think he said it was
button pusher.
Five minutes left.
There is. Five.
Oh, a minute 48 left.
Do what you need to do. I got it at this side. Ready? Set. Okay, go.
Now, and it's not like we didn't know when September 30th was going to show up on the calendar. I must be better. You must be better. And this House must be better, for it is the last best hope for tens of millions of Republicans. We demand real oversight against this weaponized government. Just look at the bribery. If tens of millions of dollars flowing from foreign corrupt people into the bank accounts of the Biden family wasn't enough for actual impeachment, why were we even looking? Joe Biden deserves impeachment for converting the vice presidency into an ATM machine for virtually his entire family. We all see it. We all know it. Now, moments ago, Speaker McCarthy endorsed an impeachment inquiry. This is a baby step following weeks of pressure from House conservatives to do more. We must move faster. Now, I will concede that the votes I have called for will likely fail. Term limits, balanced budgets, maybe even impeachment. I am prepared for that eventuality because at least if we take votes, the American people get to see who's fighting for them and who's willing to tolerate more corruption and business as usual. Mr. Speaker, dust off our written January agreement. You have a copy. Reflect on the spirit of that agreement and build on the start that we had moments ago. Begin to comply. No continuing resolutions, individual spending bills or bust, votes on balanced budgets and term limits, subpoenas for Hunter Biden and the members of the Biden family who've been grifting off of this country, and the impeachment for Joe Biden that he so richly deserves. Do these things or face a motion to vacate the chair. And let me alert the country, a motion to vacate might not pass at first, but it might before the 15th vote. And if Democrats bail out McCarthy, as they may do, then I will lead the resistance to this uniparty and the Biden-McCarthy-Jeffries government that they are attempting to build. I know that Washington isn't a town where people are known for keeping their word. Well, Speaker McCarthy, I'm here to hold you to yours.
Where did Tucker go?
I yield back.
That's right. He yields back. Come back to me.
Yes. He said that. On Bannon today with Bannon, he said that he's had a lot of time to reflect. And the reason he has had a lot of time to reflect is because he used their break, right? The break in Congress where they all go on their little breaks and most of them go on expensive vacations, right? He went out and spoke to the people and attended rallies and he got to the heart of the matter, he said, about what people expect from their representatives. And the number one thing was to hold Congress or hold these people accountable, right? To hold them accountable and to do the will of the people, right? And the will of the people is not Kevin McCarthy. It's just
not even close.
Not even close. And he said that he reconnected. So, okay. So he has reconnected. He owes Laura Loomer an apology, as far as I'm concerned. He owes the woman an apology because guess what? He admitted that people are not happy with the way that things are going and that, you know, they want that seat vacated. They want Kevin McCarthy out and somebody else in. I like what he said at the end there about he lumped Kevin McCarthy in with Hakeem Jeffries and Biden. He said he will be a leader in pushing back against that party, the uniparty that they are trying to create. I think that was probably the most honest statement.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard.
You know what?
From anyone.
You know who's, well, hold on a second. You know who had the most honest statement?
Who?
Hold on one second. In response to McCarthy's softball slow walk, they're calling it, are you serious? No, I'm not serious. Here it is. Somebody weighed in to McCarthy. His name is John Fetterman. And John Fetterman, if you just take a look at it, you can do a screen grab, Nathan. I'm throwing a curveball here, but it's important. John Fetterman weighed in.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine what he said, mm-hmm. right?
I heard what he said over the weekend about Biden.
Yeah,
he took Biden to task.
Here we go.
Shocking.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do your thing.
Ask you about this news that Speaker McCarthy has formally launched an impeachment in said he's going to.
Oh my God, really? Oh my gosh, you know, oh, it's devastating. Ooh, don't do it. Please don't do it. Oh no, oh no.
Hold on. I have to do something just because I'm always reminded by a song when something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you play that video without audio? Okay. All right. Tell me when you're ready to go. You ready? No audio. I'm going to play the audio behind it. You ready? Okay. There it is. Oh no, hold on. There it is. Okay, go. They're creepy and they're kooky. They're all together, ooky, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some might say they're spooky. The Addams Family.
He's a mixture of Lurch and Uncle Fester, right?
You rang. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lurch and Uncle Fester. That's right.
Kind of a mix between the two.
Yes.
Like if they got together and had a kid.
Listen, before we go to the break, I have to announce this. You ready? Our very own Paula Calloway, who's been in the trenches since that day that I don't know how she came up with the idea, but she certainly did. She started piecing together the Patriot Mail Project. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you how special it becomes when you have to go through the holidays. And this was born, remember, you're hanging out with a bunch of Mormons that make lots of babies. And they had a lot of diapers through, you know, in between holiday seasons. But guess what everybody did? All the Patriots rallied together to help the children, okay? And the Patriot Mail Project, here it is. It's one of the most beautiful things you'll ever see. PMP. By the way, they used to call it on the outside, oh, the PMP. You know, they used to use acronyms and stuff like that. But what is the PMP?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Patriot Mail Project. I used to get like a mailbag full of like 100 letters, you know? Yeah.
Were you surprised the first time you got mail?
Oh, are you kidding me? Hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of letters.
Because they held them at first.
Yeah,
they were holding them, and it became, you know, as a to mistreat you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they always do that to new prisoners. They always hold back their mail and their money and all. They always do something to make you guys suffer just a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but it finally, it became so overwhelming that they had to give you your mail, and you guys had bags full.
Yeah, I have to say this. I mean, I'm always asking for, you know, support, please support us, please. I get nothing out of this other than the tremendous satisfaction of hearing about all the children that we, the people, are going to support. Imagine Joe Biggs's daughter, right?
Yeah.
Imagine all of them have family members that are going to be on the outside of it, right? And
So this is the Christmas fundraiser. Yeah.
Let's put that on the screen right now.
That's coming up
instead of Uncle Fester.
They are taking.
There you go.
They are taking donations now.
Yes.
But if you know a family who is a J6 family
and you want to adopt them, right?
And they have children, please let them know about the Patriot Mail Project
and their
Christmas program, and tell them to go to the PatriotMailProject.com and get signed up, get registered, and so that we can take care of your kids this Christmas.
Huge,
and not me
huge,
personally,
huge,
we
huge,
meaning
huge,
them, the Patriot
huge
Mail
success,
Project.
Huge success, huge success, okay?
Huge, since 2016.
Yeah, since 2016, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Great thing. So the holiday season's coming up, right?
Yes.
And there's their J6's first name, last name, and child's name and age. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it Liana too?
Mm-hmm.
Zachary Real? Especially the younger ones too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the younger ones. My goodness. By the way, this is what our government does to American families, by the way. Destroys them. They get their pound of flesh, don't they? But these patriots on the inside, between now and when President Trump pardons them, right? He's going to pardon them. He's going to.
He is.
We're gonna take care of the family members, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, good old John Fetterman. Let's get past him, and let's go to a much more serious topic when it comes to January 6th. We're going to go to the next break here in 55, 4, 3, 2, 1 seconds. And when we come back, we're going to come right into the segment on Owen Schroyer. When you hear what happened to Owen Schroyer... You're going to, I know you're going to be extra upset if you haven't heard about his situation. He was just sentenced. They asked for 6 months. They got 2 months, but even still 60 days for what? For speaking out. That's it.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Hello, I'm Anna Kane with The Flame.
And I'm Nicola Rosco with The Flame.
And we just want to thank Brighteon for having us on their show. And we want to encourage everybody to break out of the movable middle, go to theflameusa.com, get your subscription to our fastest growing newspaper. And thank you, Mike Adams, for having us.
Thank you, Mike Adams, for having us. We love you.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
You got that? All right. Okay, I messed up. I said we were going to come in to talk about Owen Schroyer, and we will. We're going to. Next first opportunity, we will. But it's amazing. It's Tuesday, number one. Secondly, it's Tuesday in September. That's amazing. And Frank Gaffney has been sounding the alarm about China's war against all things non-CCP, I guess. And are people paying attention to what's going on? Because their side of the war declared upon everyone else is escalating, and nobody's even responding to it at all. It just seems like they're not. But Frank Gaffney, the founder and executive chairman of the Center for Security Policy, of course, championing peace through strength. He's the vice chairman of the Committee on the Present Danger, which is China. China has something called the Silk Road Initiative, and it is one bumpy road, of course. It sounds smooth, but a lot of things about China and what they're doing throughout the world to through their long march through the institutions are wreaking havoc on multiple fronts, whether it be military, economically, technologically. This global dominance plan over a 50-year period is in its final phases. But Frank comes on every Tuesday. We talk about an update, and of course, we continuously say there's enough prima facie evidence to indict them. And he's, of course, written all of that in a book called The Indictment. But Frank, welcome back. Welcome back, sir. The world changes several times over. I'm not overblowing this. I say this again and again. The world changes several times over in between our Tuesday visits, doesn't it?
Some days it does seem that way. Yeah. Probably, you know, orders of magnitude over on other days. Look, I think that what we're talking about, a lot of us at least at the moment, is a convergence of serious problems, a perfect storm, mm-hmm. if you will, mm-hmm. That create conditions under which I think the Chinese Communist Party, for its own internal reasons, which are including, you know, financial disaster wrought by the party, political turmoil, they're disappearing senior officials left and right, military as well as civilian, inexplicably. They've got a demographic time bomb that is absolutely certain to blow up their population and probably their political system. And they're looking to us for a bailout at the same time that they are preparing for war against us. Mm-hmm. And the trouble with, we're doing one of our Committee on the Present Danger China webinars on this subject on Thursday of this week at 2 p.m. Eastern, by the way, at Present Danger China. You can register for it if you'd like to watch. This is the question. Is it good news or bad news that the Chinese Communist Party's world is imploding? Is it likely that that will prevent them from acting aggressively or precipitate it? And that's a subject that we think it needs urgent attention, not just from our committee and those who watch these webinars, but from the government of the United States as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The as this war escalates in Ukraine, it seems like China and Russia are growing closer together, question mark. Are they? You see them just naturally doing that, or is it something that's just naturally been in place all along? or has the war?
No, I think this is a kind of unnatural arrangement. These are nations that have warred against one another for several millennia, I think, and certainly are an unlikely coupling in some important respects. The thing that's making it work at the moment, I believe, Pete, is that it's not a partnership of equals. Vladimir Putin is very much the junior partner, is very much indebted to the Chinese Communist Party for, you know, essentially bailing him out in the aftermath of this debacle in Ukraine. And I believe that the Chinese are preparing for what they've long sought, which is essentially lopping off pieces of Russia for their Lebensraum, as the Nazis used to say, for their additional living space. A lot of them are already moving into Siberia, and I think there will be more coming. And, you know, what's Putin going to do about it? I think he can't do a whole lot. And it may even be at some point they decide he's expendable and needs to go. But for the moment, he's the junior partner in this so-called No Limits partnership. Mm. But it is unnatural in important respects, and I don't think it's going to last.
I'm going to read something to you, and I want you to comment on this. You can, whether or not you know about it, you can comment on this. BlackRock is closing a China-focused offshore fund amid congressional scrutiny over its alleged role in directing U.S. dollars to who? Blacklisted Chinese firms. We're not surprised, of course. In a recent letter to shareholders, BlackRock Global Funds chairwoman Denise Voss said the world's largest money manager will close the China Flexible Equity Fund over a lack of shareholder interest. No, it was due to congressional scrutiny. And when they got caught, they dissolved this tens of millions of dollars, but they're funneling money to Chinese firms that are blacklisted. That's a level of law and lawlessness that BlackRock is majority. Well, they're one of those few, two or three that control everything, but BlackRock is predominantly funding CCP interests. Yes,
100%. I don't want to encourage anybody to leave this program to go watch the one that Steve Bannon is broadcasting as we speak, but we taped it earlier today, and it was very much on this subject. We didn't know about this this latest development, but we did talk about elite capture, which is, if you've had a chance to look at the indictment, and I know you have, I hope your audience has as well, it's the single most important line of attack of the Chinese Communist Party in their unrestricted warfare against our country. And there's no more, I think, insidious example of captured elite, with the possible exception of Joe Biden, than Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock. And we did a hurt dance on Larry Fink for his, well, activities in this country using the enormous position that BlackRock has, owning most of the Fortune 500 companies, to compel them, and that's a term that I think he's actually used in this context, to compel them to change their behavior. How? To change it to make it more consistent with the kind of Marxist takedown of our country, so-called environment, social justice, governance, ESG agenda, which, as was pointed out in the course of this program by Will Hild of Consumers Research, this is not something that Larry Fink and his friends have insisted be conformed to by the Chinese, by the way. But Steve put the question directly to my colleague Brian Kennedy, the chairman of our Committee on the Present Danger China, Trevor Loudon, one of the great experts, as you know, on the enemy within problem, and Will Hill and me. Is there enough evidence to indict Larry Fink for treason? We all agreed that there was. And Will actually went far enough to say that, you know, he could actually be indicted on other grounds as well, including fraud and, you know, misconduct in the markets. But the point that you're making and the point that is now evident in this new revelation is the Chinese Communist Party have benefited massively from the transfer of funds from our pension funds, our 401k plans, our mutual funds, our exchange traded funds, index funds, you name it, whatever investment vehicle they can. Wall Street guys like Larry Fink have moved substantially into the coffers of the Chinese Communist Party with the effect of what? Making them a more dangerous adversary by far. And that's the kind of thing that I think if it's beginning to be a little uncomfortable for these guys, great. Because whatever the investigators are doing for the Senate, the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party is, I hope, just a foretaste of the formal prosecution of Larry Fink and BlackRock and Vanguard, for that matter, and State Street and others who have been empowering our mortal enemy, the Chinese Communist Party, with our money.
At the level of corruption and criminality on the part of Joe Biden and his son Hunter tells me, I mean, they're immune from anything that they're finding. I mean, you and I would have our doors busted down if, you know, 1/100th of what they've got on these guys. But it seems like they've got a lot of leverage. They have it in some sort of an insurance policy. But that's why you need to consider the integrity of the person that has clearance and in a position of power. Can they be compromised? Both Joe and Hunter are national security risks. Joe is so beholden to anything CCP in almost every one of his actions, isn't he?
Yep. I think so. As I think I've said to you before, I believe that just about everything he has done as president has two things in common. One, they've been bad for America. And two, they've pretty much benefited, maybe indirectly, but certainly in some cases directly, the Chinese Communist Party.
You know, they're launching, I don't know if you know about this, their massive, massive influence operation that's going on regarding Maui. Are you familiar with that?
Well, I've been trying to track it, but I'm not sure that I'm as familiar with the influence operation piece of this as other aspects. Tell me about it.
Yeah, but Maui, they're saying that it wasn't natural. They're using it as a propaganda piece. Well, here's my main point, is you've got military influence operation going on online to counter and using propaganda that Joe Biden's incompetence. What is it, incompetence, the way they responded to the disaster in Maui? And what does that do for our adversaries? They come in and pounce. This guy is such a disastrous mess. Can't even function. Running out there offering $700. Anyways, China has pounced with their influence operation. They've activated this big, huge tsunami to exploit what Joe Biden is failing in. And it's easy, isn't it?
Well, you know, you were talking earlier about the Silk Road Initiative, which has also become known as the Belt and Road Initiative. It's a worldwide influence operation. In fact, I think of it as really a colonial infrastructure build out.
Yeah.
But the Chinese have been putting, you know, many billions of dollars. I think probably not a few of them having been recycled from the money that we've given them through Wall Street specifically. And so what they're doing in Maui at the moment, I can't speak to that terribly directly, but I can tell you everywhere else in the world, including here on the mainland of the United States as well, for that matter, captured elites, that is to say, people that they now have essentially beholden to them in their pay or otherwise captured, are in fact helping the Chinese exert influence in ways that are beneficial to them and detrimental to us. You know, we've been talking, I think, off and on for a while now about the hollowing out of our military with basically an agenda that is right out of Mao Zedong's, you know, cultural Marxist playbook. How you take down through dividing and conquering a foreign entity or some other adversary, in this case, the most important single impediment to the ambitions of the Chinese Communist Party, namely our armed forces. Right. And you got military personnel, you're a former Marine, you know about this sort of thing, that are all in with diversity, equity, and inclusion, and critical race theory, and transgender accommodations, and all this other social engineering, with apparently either indifference to the fact that it's toxic for the military, the unit cohesion and the you know, meritocracy upon which its success is based. Or if they're not indifferent to it, they're actually on board with doing that kind of damage. And one of them is the man that Joe Biden, speaking of being helpful to the Chinese, is proposing become the top military officer of the United States, a general by the name of C.Q. Brown. Mm-hmm. You know, this is shocking. It's outrageous. And it's potentially nation-ending. And it must not be allowed to continue. You know, there's a practice I'm sure you're aware of when you've got somebody afflicted with, you know, a drug use problem or a drinking problem. You get family and loved ones and business colleagues and others, friends.
Intervention.
To come together in an intervention. We need a Senate intervention to save the United States military because its leadership has been drinking the toxic Kool-Aid of cultural Marxism.
Okay, do we call, and you come from a generation, what was your formal, when you were an advisor to the DOD, correct?
No, I acted as an assistant secretary.
As an assistant secretary. During the Reagan missions. Okay, I'm sorry. No disrespect intended. I haven't gotten
best job I ever had. It's been downhill ever since.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you.
Okay, so you were part of a generation of the most seasoned, skilled diplomats. Period. Let me tell you what the difference is. If during the Reagan administration, Reagan were to go with his administrative team and his diplomats to Vietnam, do you think they would know about a secret deal on the backside that Vietnam's cutting with Russia for weapons? And would they not, through diplomacy, say, you might not want to do that, you know, and use a method of saying, you could do that, but here are the rewards on this side. Right now we have Joe Biden in Vietnam, openly on the world stage. There's news about Russia striking a deal to provide weapons while the United States is in Vietnam. I was like, what is it? Are these rookies or, I mean, they have to be arrogant enough to not be diplomatic. What is it? Is it rookies or arrogance?
Well, let me just say, I had my differences with diplomats in the Reagan administration, too.
You did?
You know, these were the people who
insisted to today,
that Reagan not put in that line about Mr. Gorbachev tear down this wall, as an example. But the point is, I think the old man, the president.
We have 24 seconds, sir.
Most important people around him, I think, were quite clear about all of this and would not have put up with what the Vietnamese are doing.
They look like rocket scientists compared to this barrel of monkeys. Yes. Frank, thank you for joining me, sir. We'll provide all the links, the indictment. Make sure you pick up that book, folks.